killing a sleeping man after detectives had no leads on the killing of two homeless men that happened earlier this year in downtown Las Vegas. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more as Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show in Anderson. Now through Sunday, see hundreds of exhibits with fun for the whole family. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Fishing and pleasure boats, RV, wildlife art, hydroflight demo, live extreme raptor. Meet Flippin' RV's Justin and Anna Scribner and see their vintage Neutron travel trailer. Enter the She Shed, Bill's Bass Bin, live trout fishing pond, climbing wall, zip line, Dakota Fred. All this with once a year only show prices now through Sunday at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Action News Now and this radio station.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jefferson. It's a nice, bright, beautiful, sunny morning up here in the North State, which we all love and call Jefferson. Today is co-hosting with me is Terry Raposa. Good morning, Terry. How are you doing?
Well, Wynn, I've got a cold. And I don't get sick very often. I didn't sleep last night, so I'm cranky.
Oh, well, what else is new?
Your voice is even deeper than normal.
Yeah, it is. I feel like Henry Kissinger.
There you go. And our trusted...
Now here's Barry White.
Yeah.
And our trusty... I guess that's better than Michael Jackson, huh?
Yeah. Oh. And our trusty sound partner here, Bob Martin. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So we're going to be off and running today, talking about all kinds of stuff, Jefferson. Hey, what about the rally we had yesterday?
Well, before we go into the rally, if I may, I want to tell people what we're doing tomorrow night at the Patriots meeting.
Why?
Because it has to do with the rally.
Okay.
So we kind of can segue one into another. Tomorrow night at 3276 Pacelli Lane at the Eagle Nest Church, we're going to be having a film that Robert Exter made at the Board of Supervisors talking about their lack of stones in not doing a resolution to declare Shasta County a non-sanctuary county. And we'll talk about that a little bit here in a moment. We'll be showing the...
Are we going to provide barf bags with those?
We should.
Yeah.
We should. But it's just amazing to see the ineptitude and the...
Cowardice?
Yeah. And the position of them not even knowing that we're already a sanctuary county. I mean, there's many counties in California that are already sanctuary counties, and the way you get on that list is that you keep releasing prisoners, but you release people you arrest simply because of the fact you haven't got room to put them. And that's what gets you on a sanctuary county list. And Shasta County doesn't even know that they're a sanctuary county. And I know that Ms. Rickard and Mr. Morgan made their comments about the fact that there's a lawsuit. What lawsuit? Somebody call in and tell us what that lawsuit is. I have no idea what they're talking about. I did want to bring up, though, SB 54 win, because that is a very important issue. That does make the state of California, in all intents and purposes, a sanctuary county, or excuse state. Me, a sanctuary state.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's the cold medicine, buddy. SB 54 would effectively turn California into a sanctuary state, making it harder for state and local officials to turn over violent, illegal, alien criminals to the federal officers and officials for deportation. Now, that is exactly what SB 54 is going to do. The other thing SB 54 will do is we know it will allow 20,000 violent criminals to be shielded in Los Angeles and Orange County alone. That's 20,000. How safe does that make the state of California, Wynn?
Not at all.
The other thing it's going to do is it's going to guarantee that we probably will have a whole new set of victims here in our sanctuary state, and how many illegal aliens that have a criminal record will be fleeing here.
How many victims have we already had in Shasta County this year alone?
Good point, my friend.
Good God, what does it take for these idiots to get off the pot and do the right thing?
Well, you see, and again, this is Ted Gaines did write an article and a speaker piece in the paper this morning. And up until where he ends it, it's not too bad. But, you know, if you stop and think about what's happening here, you know, we have Oroville that's just got, you know, unimaginable damage with the dam. 200,000 people had to flee their homes. You know, it's we've got our roads are crumbling. We've got the highest gas prices, you know, in the United States with another 21 cents that they want to add, 13 to 21 cents on a new gas tax.
Mm-hmm.
We have, you know, our schools are the nation's worst, and, you know, that's K through 12, and we are spending more than $70 billion, that's with a B, $70 billion more this year than we did last year.
And where are we getting that money?
Gee, I don't know.
I mean, I thought California lost a boatload of money, like $1.9 billion was missing somewhere.
Well, this is $70 billion, $1.9 billion to chump change. That's pocket change. This is $70 billion that they're spending. And the money that they lost, the $1.9 billion, I mean, everybody's on the hook for that. You know, I don't know what it's going to take for these politicians to realize that there is no fixing California. You know, their idea of fixing it is saying, okay, I know we have just rampant crime. We have terrible infrastructure. We have dams that are collapsing. We have positions socially that are just unimaginable. Sodom and Gomorrah would blush. And we have all this stuff going on, and their plan to solve everything is to outlaw plastic bags. I told you I was cranky.
Well, think about it, too. We're, the locals, supervisors, county level, they're fighting the state level bureaucrats. They're not going to win. No matter which way they go, they're not going to win. When are they going to finally realize that they're not going to win?
Well, you know what Ted Gaines' final sentence is in this article? You're going to love this. The once golden state is falling apart because government is ignoring the issues of many of the issues, but just a few.
Isn't that the pot calling the kettle black right there?
You think? To help all citizens, California must repair and expand the state's physical capital. It's time to get building.
Physical capital.
That's the exact words.
They're going to start building on the capital.
California must repair and expand the state's physical capital. It's time to get building. I'm not kidding. You can't make this stuff up. Those are the morons that we have running this state.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You know, it's right here in black and white. I mean, even...
Do any of them ever... Is it a requirement for any of them to take a basic economics class?
Oh, how about a common sense class?
Consumer math. Consumer math. Accounting 101. Debit, credit. You know, one's red, one's black. Come on. Figure it out.
Well, yesterday, on a positive side, we had that Trump rally yesterday, which was very good. We had over 100 people. We did get some good press coverage. Sally, my wife, made a great comment in the paper stating that, well, you know, you can see people out here are smiling, they're happy, they want to support their president. We're not burning any cars. I thought that was a pretty good remark. You know, but
there was a lot of good feedback. I mean, people were going by honking, laughing, cheering, hanging out the window, waving, and, you know, kids too. You know, they were, and some people went back and forth a couple times just because they were so excited.
Yeah, how about the Loomis truck?
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
That was great. They have quite a horn.
They do. Well, the one gal was driving. There are two gals in the back, and you could see them through their little peepholes. they're doing thumbs up. They're doing thumbs up on that. That was awesome.
But, you know, we had a gal there from Lake County, and she was actually for the Republican Party. She's a delegate. from the Republican Party for Lake County. She had to come to Shasta County because there was nothing happening in Lake County for Trump, number one. And number two, she was going to go to Berkeley. But as we all know, if you...
Oh, my gosh, that was...
Yeah.
That's sick.
You know, the other side, the Indivisibles, went ahead and they burned a free speech sign. They burned a flag.
Beat up people.
Sprayed them with pepper spray. Yep. I mean, you know, that is the, hugging tree, I want a flower left. I mean, it's just unbelievable to me. And folks, you know, our phone number here is 605-4567, 605-4567. And if you've got comments about this, I guess today is red meat day, to quote my friend Pete Peters.
Yeah, if you got comments, call in. Let us know what you're thinking and what you've seen, what you witnessed. Were you part of the rally yesterday? Love to hear from you, see what your perspective was. It was a good turnout. And, you know, right there at the gun show, what a better place to be. We were safe. No problem.
Yeah, you know, it was great to see the people at the gun show. They were pretty excited. A lot of people came over and talked to the Jefferson booth. Patrick Jones, we want to thank him very much for giving us a booth.
Amen.
You know, Patrick's a good man. He's a patriot. And we want to really thank him for that. It was a great thing to do. But thinking maybe because of the time, we might want to get off to our first break. So if you call us at 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567, we would love to hear what you have to say. Time has come
for 51.
California was never supposed to be just one state. Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. A corrupt and lawless government, like California, create laws that benefit themselves. How can we follow their example when the government who make the laws refuse to obey the laws they don't like? Understand this. Laws are not made for the law-abiding, but for the lawless. So what happens when laws are deliberately made to make the law-abiding lawless? The Bible is clear. When man's laws contradict God's laws, we have no choice but to obey God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Enjoy the Magazine with Rhonda Ball and James Masada. Let's find out what's going on in the North State this month. Other topics for Monday will, of course, include what happened over the weekend and the latest media attacks on President Trump. This and much more Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Moving on up. That's what we're doing. Moving on up. Getting out of the pit.
Yeah, unbelievable, huh?
Yes, we are. Oh, we got to do it. Got to do it.
Well, we have Miss Diana Baird on the line. Hello, my dear.
Good morning, Diana.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So what's happening
down
here?
Hello from snowy Placer County.
Oh.
Sweet.
Yeah, we had some snow this morning. It was kind of nice and fluffy.
I was driving in the snow last night. I went up to my folks' place up in northeastern Shasta County and came back down the hill and had a little bit of snow. I was the only car on the road. It was kind of fun.
Hey, okay, so the reason why I'm calling is I wanted to share with you an experience I had yesterday. Steve and I both attended the El Dorado town hall meeting with McClintock.
Oh, okay. How'd that go?
The room was packed. Oh, my gosh. People started falling in 2 hours, 3 hours early.
Wow.
And there was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people showing up. And I could see a lot of people from Indivisible. I saw a lot of people from Code Pink. I don't know what they are, those stupid pink hats that they wear. I don't know what that is.
Oh.
But to me, it reminds me of Code Pink. But anyway, a bunch of people wearing those silly pink hats. And then a bunch of people sporting Jefferson gear, you know, the hats, the shirts, and what have you, and some flags and such. And Steve and I, we came with a big flag, and I wrote a sign. And on the sign, I wrote, "Representation is colorblind." And I stood out front with Steve because, you know, we had a stick, and they wouldn't let us in. So we stood outside, and as I stood there with Steve, people would walk by, and most of them were all very cordial. You know, they would say good morning, and it was like, okay, this is going to be a good crowd. And then so I had to go in. It was freezing ice cold. I mean, poor Steve's face was getting all red from the wind because it was directly at him. So I went inside just the corridor there. And people would look at my sign, and they'd look up at me, and they would smile, and they would say, yeah. And so I thought, this is great. We've got a good crowd coming. And then as time got closer to the 10 o'clock hour before McClintock would speak, I heard the crowd kind of getting all riled up now and again, and it's like, okay, well, I want to go see what's going on. You know, maybe somebody's talking already. And what I saw was people walking around with signs. And they kind of, you know, did the old Vanna White thing. You know, they would walk in front of the crowd and throw the sign up there, and people would do the big old wave and the cheers and the thrills. And I thought, oh, hey, I want to do this with mine. Mind you, I'm wearing my sweatshirt with the big old State of Jefferson double X yellow emblem and my Jefferson hat, and I'm holding up this sign. And I get people to do the yay, 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 this is great, this is great. And then I come across other people that I recognize, not only recognize, they're also wearing our gear. And I got silence. I got crickets, you guys. What kind of representation if not from our own people? I'm very disappointed in the group of people out there, because I had to yell at them saying, what's wrong with representation? And these people are just kind of ignoring me. They're looking at me, they're talking, and they're not doing anything. I got more cheers out of the people wearing those silly pink hats and wearing their Indivisible t-shirts than I got from our own people.
Why do you think that is, hon? And who were they?
Probably
they were El Dorado people.
They probably don't understand the full enormity of what we're doing and why we're doing it and how we're doing it.
I don't know. I'm thinking either they didn't A, recognize me, which doesn't make sense, especially if I'm wearing the colors. I'm family.
Right.
Or so I thought.
Did you recognize any of them?
Sure, I did. Yeah, I recognized just about every single one of them. And then what I also found out was some people showed up without their colors.
Hmm.
So if they're not wearing their colors, they're incognito, which means are they ashamed of wearing the colors, one thing, and do they not want to stand above the rest for another.
Well, I know a couple of them that were not there because they've been on the road, and I know that Mike Thomas of El Dorado has been amazing.
Yeah, no, I did not see him, but I saw some other people.
Well, you know, I think the thing is that we have to, I do want to bring something just a little bit of a lighter subject. Diana Beard did something for me to help my representation in my own home. And that is that my wife has 32 neck scarves. I had one, and it got lost. Diana made me one, which I'm holding up right here. Can you say the colors, Wynn?
Yes.
Yes. I'm holding one of her scarves up here, and then she made me another one. And my daughter-in-law made me one. So now my representation has gone from 31 to 3. I feel just so much better now. You know, as we look at some of these folks, I'm not really sure what that was about. You know, I'm not really sure why there was silence to that. I mean, I find that a little bit odd with that group of people, but I'm not saying it didn't happen. I find it strange. But I think that maybe the idea of McClintock being there and, you know, the idea of maybe not wanting to be vocal or verbal or anything like that was being tossed around. But to me, Wynn and I would have cheered for you. Wynn and I would have cheered for you, hon, wouldn't we, Wynn? Yes. We would have cheered.
Absolutely.
Hey, you know, I love El Dorado. El Dorado has a very strong support group. And there was, you know, the ratio, I have to admit, the ratio is more like 10 to 1 or less as far as Jefferson supporters being the one.
Okay.
They sent messages out to thousands and thousands of people. And when people walked through, they looked at the sign. They said, yeah, you know, they did the head nod and all of that. And then the other people out there, they just kind of were just there. And then you want to know what happened in the end? Because Steve and I, we were only there to represent the outside. Since we were in El Dorado residents, we figured, well, you know, we're going to go see him on Monday night. And so we thought, we don't need to see the same thing twice. So we left, started to drive out, saw Doug Roscoe walking away, and I'm going, hey, it just started. What are you doing? You're leaving too early. And you know what Doug Roscoe told me?
What's that?
He told me that he's not staying in there. Those people were just chanting and shouting, and they would not let McClintock get a word in edgewise.
Oh, so they were overpowering him with noise, huh?
Yes, they were.
Did you see any buses? Did you see any buses when you left?
You wouldn't have guessed that based on the way that they were walking in and doing the nod and being pleasant. But wow,
hey, Diana,
it was eye opening.
Diana, did you see any buses when you and Steve left? Parked down the road or anything?
We imagined we did, but I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
No, these people, they had the signs out front. They had a green sign and a red sign, and then a sign that said yes or no. And they had meant to do that to be a silent protest. That was quite the opposite.
Hmm. Oh, interesting.
All right, my dear. Well, listen, thank you very much for calling in.
Thanks for the update.
And say hi to Steve. Here's a hug out of you two guys. And Mark Baird is on the other line, so we're going to go right to him.
Thank you for taking my call, guys.
All right.
Anytime. Bye-bye. Good morning, Mark.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Terry. How are you guys today?
Good, good.
First, I'd like to address a couple of the things Diana said, and let's take responsibility as leadership. If we have folks that are in Jefferson gear who don't understand what the message is, then we have to take responsibility for not messaging correctly or enough or loud enough or often enough. You know, I've said before that the nasty part of this fight isn't even here yet. Well, this is the beginning of the nasty part of the fight.
Yeah.
You have people who are extremely well-funded by MoveOn.org and George Soros and the Democratic Party in California, which is nothing but a puppet for George Soros and MoveOn.org and, you know, La Raza and Southern Poverty Law Center and CARE, the Center for Islamic American Relations, which is the unindicted co-conspirator and the first World Trade Center bombing. And you know, the government, of course, embraced them and gave them millions, if not tens of millions of dollars. And, you know, so we're literally fighting evil on a global scale that's extremely well-funded. And, you know, so we need to up our game, and we need to message more carefully, and we need to do a better job. Because if there are people who know and love the concept of Jefferson but don't understand how our strategy has had to shift because of lack of representation. And, you know, that sign is that Steve and Diana made a great indicator. Representation is colorblind, which is true. But if you sit there and you look at that from a Democratic perspective, when you hear the phrase representation is colorblind, something else comes to your mind. What comes to your mind as essentially a socialist is, oh, yeah, open borders are great, and you can do whatever you want, and I'm okay, it's okay, you're okay, no morals, no laws, no rules. That's what representation means to those people. And what representation means to us is a far different thing. It means that the minority will never have its inalienable rights taken by the majority, no matter who they are. And representation means communities have representation, people have representation. And we have representation in small enough districts so that if you have a legislator that says lawlessness is okay, you can get rid of him. If you have a legislator who advocates the globalist agenda, you can get rid of him more easily. If you have a legislator who claims to be democratically minded but hates the Second Amendment, you can get rid of him. If you have a legislator who advocates open drug use by anybody and everybody and no moral fabric for your society, you can get rid of him because your district will be small enough that all you need do is gather your neighbors and raise a tiny, tiny bit of money and out and get this guy out of here. And in California, we almost never get rid of an incumbent. And I have to say, we're coming to that point where people will have to choose a side. They're going to have to get off the fence, and I'm talking about county governments too. You know, I was on the phone with Wynn this morning. I've been up all night, every night, just about getting these things written up. But even in a county that has supported Jefferson openly with a declaration, when we ask them to join the lawsuit as a plaintiff, they're kind of, do we have to? So, you know, that we talk about interposition all the time. Interposition was the courage, the tremendous courage that local governments had in the 1770s to stand up to the most powerful leader on earth with his military quartered within their communities, in fact, within their homes even. And those legislators had the courage to stand up to that gentleman and rally the support of the people that was already there, and some of the people, and not there in most of them, and stand up and say, you will not do this to my people, and you will not do this in my community, and we will fight. And now, we talk about interposition, but in the state of California, interposition is impossible. We don't have any elected officials that have the backbone to interpose. Very, very few. So, you know, I think we're going to be okay in Siskiyou County because I think we're making our case intelligently enough that our representatives will see the wisdom in supporting the lawsuit, and they're going to join, and I don't have any doubt of that. It's just been a bigger battle than I anticipated that it would. But we have counties that basically supported the declaration, but when it comes to actually doing something, you know, they're willing to sit there from the dais and say, okay, well, you folks go on out there and get this done and let us know when it happens, you know. And I just, I have to say I'm a little bit appalled by that. I'm not surprised, though. And so what that tells us as people, as citizens, we need to educate our neighbors as to what the program is. And if you don't know what the program is, ask somebody. If you don't know the details, find out so that when you talk to your neighbors, you can be intelligent about it. Because we need to spread this word. We're very quickly coming to the lawsuit. We're very quickly coming to the time where we're going to need 10,000 people to show up in Sacramento to make a point for liberty. And if we don't message correctly, and if we as individuals don't go out and convince our neighbors that this is worth a little automobile trip, or it's worth $20. In other words, don't go to McDonald's today. Use the $5.49 that you would have spent on meal number two to support the cause of liberty in the state of Jefferson by supporting this lawsuit. If we can't message that correctly, well, we're probably going to lose, and the people of California will get exactly what's coming to them. And by the way, when you look at the water situation here now, the state of California has a couple of legislators. They're calling for a water bond because the $8 billion that never got spent on water isn't enough. And now we need to repair water infrastructure. We need another $3 billion. We need 20 cents a gallon added onto the diesel tax. We need 12 cents a gallon more on gas tax. we need $100 a car or more in registration fees. Los Angeles is getting ready to up their sales tax so that poor people who have to buy groceries can pay for homeless people who don't work. I mean, you know, folks, I think somehow the cart in this state got in front of the horse. And it is only you and you alone that can fix it. This isn't up to anybody. It's up to you to help us. We can't carry the water by ourselves. We need individuals. We need elected officials with backbone to help us carry the water. Just for a minute, but you got to help or you're not going to regain liberty. You will ensure slavery for yourself and your posterity forever and ever in this state, because now is our time. It's the only opening we're ever going to have in our lives. If we don't capitalize on this opening, we are done here.
Amen, brother. Now, what we're looking at, too, with a lot of these boards of supervisors, they're probably scared seeing that they have leadership within their communities that could outlead them 10 to 1. And so now they're going to lock in their heels and they're going to fight. Do you see that happening, or just not do anything for them, just
well,
not taking
any action?
Well, I mean,
I do see that happening in some counties. I do see that the elected leadership of the county is worried because the people are starting to take some power back from them. They're scared to death. Their cushy deal might be coming to an end. I mean, it just came out that there are Los Angeles County firefighters, just regular firemen, that are making $400,000 a year. You know, our county is running into, for the first time in its life, running into a $90,000 or something like that shortfall in its CalPERS, and by next year it'll be twice that much, and by the year after it'll be four times that much. You know, I mean, look, the gravy train's over, everybody, but yeah. here's our opportunity to say what direction we take next. But right. We're not, you know, the 12 of us that do all the work can't do it alone. It's not going to happen if people don't help. And by help, I don't mean say, yeah, I'm for that. I mean you must do something. Right, you must contact your county committee through SOJ51.net. And you have to say to your county committee, I need to volunteer my time and my money to help this succeed. What is it you want me to do specifically? Do you want me to show up to these meetings and shout down the indivisibles? Do you want me to show up to a rally? Do you want me to poll potential business partners and try to get $100 each from them for the lawsuit, or $1,000 each from them? What do you want me to do? I mean, we need help. When we need people to show up to the boards of supervisors, we need thousands of people, not five.
Right.
And if you want liberty, you better get off your butt, because it's not going to happen without individual participation and individual responsibility. You know, when I say at these meetings, if you want to know whose fault this is, go look in the mirror. I mean, where we are right now is our own fault. Yes, we were outvoted. Yes, we don't have representation, but we haven't been asleep all these years. We watched it happen, and obviously we didn't do enough to stop it. Well, here's our chance. Our lawsuit is ready. I've been talking to the lawyers for two and a half, three hours every single night for the last 10 days. Our lawsuit is ready. We need counties to participate as plaintiffs in the lawsuit. We need you to get your county to do it, because we, you know, the five or six of us can't drive to all the counties. We don't know who the people are there. We don't know your board members. We don't know what your particular situation is. One thing we do know, you don't have any liberty because you don't have representation. We do know that. But it's up to you to make your county whole and get your county to join into this. And barring that, to take the power away from your elected board and gather enough people to join this action yourselves, that's what we need to win.
Amen, brother.
Well, you know, you're making a lot of sense here, Mark. And the thing is, the leadership in the counties really do need to take responsibility for this. I'm a little shocked, frankly, by El Dorado, because the leadership there, at least with, you know, they have a lot of meetings, they do a lot of these things. But I know in Shasta County, one of the things we run into is when we go to a Board of Supervisor meeting, and we have 100 people, we've had as many as 250. You were at that meeting. We had 250 on another issue other than Jefferson, and the Board of Supervisors still will not comply with the people. I mean, there's been so many times that the Board of Supervisors here have been so ignorant of what's going on around them, not understanding the facts of issues, number one. Number two, One of the things they're worried about is California. You're going to love this one. California not giving them the money that they're promising to them. Well, right now, Shasta County's $4 million in the hole just on mental health. So where in the heck do they think this money's going to come from? Because California doesn't have it.
And that $4 million is part of the promised money from California?
Part of the promised money from California.
And so the promise has been broken already. So right. Why don't they pull up the big boy boots and act on it?
And, Mark, maybe you can help us with this because our Board of Supervisors, when we went Tuesday, I don't know if you heard the beginning of the program or not.
I was plowing snow. We're having a blizzard here.
Well, anyway, they virtually voted down becoming a non-sanctuary county. They want to comply with the state, much to the chagrin of the sheriff and all the people that spoke for saying that we need to comply with federal law and not comply with state law that's illegal anyway. It's not even their jurisdiction. But anyway, they voted it down, amazing to me, and they kept mentioning they wanted to see what happened with the lawsuits. Do you know anything about lawsuits for the sanctuary against SB 54? Do you know anything about any of that?
No, I never heard about any lawsuits.
I never heard anything either.
And I don't think there is one.
No, there isn't. And it was just amazing to me. I didn't even know what in the world they're talking about. I don't think they do.
No, and I doubt they do either. What they're doing is they're doing what most politicians do. They're taking the easy way out because if you don't ever do anything, no one can ever say you did anything wrong. But, you know, now let's look at Shasta County. You know, you guys went to the board. You asked them to approve the declaration to join the state of Jefferson. They not only refused, but they refused to even listen to the case. And also, they tried to make it difficult for future boards to listen to the case. So what did you guys do? Did you do nothing? No. You went out and got 35,000-plus signatures and got a declaration without them. That's what I'm talking about here.
And just a general reminder on that, when it comes to the Constitutional Convention, the boards of supervisors will not be at the table.
That's right.
None of the board members.
Denied,
yes,
right.
they have denied themselves that opportunity. They can be sitting right in the wings. They can be sitting over there mumbling, doing whatever they want to do. But they will not be making the decision for Shasta County in that regard.
No, they won't. They won't even be there. They won't even know what the decisions are until they hear about them in public.
There you go.
But once again, those are choices. It's just you have to ask yourself. Why is it that people will not stand up even for the least little amount of liberty? For example, you have an elected representative like Tom McClintock who bothers to show up at a town hall, and the people in the room who would actually like to hear what he has to say allow themselves to be shouted down by these fools from Indivisible, MoveOn.org, George Soros, the Socialist Progressive Nation. You know, I question that. I wonder, you know, where's your backbone, folks?
Well, you know, I'll say this about El Dorado County. I mean, again, the leadership there, Terry Giardi and Mike Thomas, all these great people. I mean, I was surprised to hear what Diana said, but it seems to me like there might be maybe more to this. But point being is that, you know, the El Dorado Committee, those guys have been at the forefront the whole time. They have really fought the good fight. And I know that some of them are gone right now, even out of state. But, you know, you're right. The people, you know, it isn't just the responsibility of leadership. It's the responsibility of the individual. I mean, you know, when people ask us and we're doing a town hall, well, what do you think about this? Or what do you think about that? Or is Jefferson going to do this? Or is Jefferson going to do that? The responsibility is theirs. It is we the people. It's not up to a select few or, even an elected body for that degree. When you look at it, you have to understand that people need to stand up and hold responsibility on their own and hold the line. And the people of Shasta County are a good example of that. And frankly, from what I've seen in the past, the people of El Dorado are a good example of that.
Well, a lot of people aren't.
Yeah, we missed the boat somehow in this meeting. I don't know.
I don't know what happened there either.
This is no condemnation of leadership in El Dorado County.
No, no.
Those guys are great. Their committee's great. The
right
people who support Jefferson
yep
are, by and large, pretty great. But you know, we need to take responsibility. If we're not reaching people in a way that they understand that more representation
right
means we can break the stranglehold that the liberal socialists have on our state, then we're not messaging correctly, and we need to do a better job.
Well, talking about breaks, I'm kind of getting the high sign here.
Okay.
So it's hang with us, Mark. Can you do that?
Yes.
Great. Okay, then. And I didn't mean that figuratively, okay? How about stay with us? Anyway.
We'll hang together.
I'm in for the whole deal.
All right, buddy. 605-4567. 605-4567. If you have a question for Mark Barrett or us, time has come.
We're 51. You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You'll wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments, and don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com, or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
The Reading Gun Show, this weekend, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. Jam-packed with all types of firearms, modern and antique, and of course, a mountain of ammunition. The ammunition laws take effect soon. Make sure you get yours before then. Admission is $7 for adults, children under 12 free. The Reading Gun Show, this weekend, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Enjoy the Magazine with Rhonda Ball and James Masada. Let's find out what's going on in the North State this month. Other topics for Monday will, of course, include what happened over the weekend and the latest media attacks on President Trump. This and much more Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
the 70s.
Yeah, wind can actually hit those notes. I don't know how he did it.
Laverne Shirley, woohoo.
We have Roberta on the line. Roberta, how are you doing?
Good morning, Roberta.
Hi, good morning. Say, you know, I got a wake-up call yesterday when I learned that BarackObama.com has a link to the OFA, which is the Organization for Activism. And go on that site. This is serious business, and people don't know yet how serious it is.
So what did you
see?
Oh,
I thank you so much for all the work you're doing, and hey, I'll get out there and work harder too.
Hey, Roberta, before you go, what did you see? What woke you up?
Yeah, what woke you up?
Well, what woke me up was hearing yesterday that Obama has an actual link. Of course, you have to look for it. When you go on BarackObama.com, you have to scroll down to the bottom over to the left, and in little letters is that link.
Okay, and what does that do? What does that link you to?
Well, it links you to the organization's website.
Okay.
And
well, there's some people out here who may not.
I had time yesterday to read the whole darn thing because I was busy, but I plan to this evening really delve into it. But I think people need to be aware of the site, be aware of the fact that Barack Obama has not finished with us.
You're absolutely right.
And then the other thing, I was listening to the BBC this morning, and there's a group of people in France who are wanting to draft Barack Obama for their next presidential race.
Make it happen.
So maybe we'll be through with him.
Oh, that's scary.
Anyway,
all right,
it's interesting, folks, but it's also getting scary, and we've got to wake people up.
Time has come for 51. We need to have a sovereign state. We need to have a state that shows other states
how
it's supposed to be done. Roberta, thank you.
Guys, thank you so much. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Roberta.
You're welcome.
Bye.
So, Kemosabe, what you got?
Well, I don't know. You made me laugh. Now I lost my train of thought. But, you know, like I say, we're getting ready to file the lawsuit. And so sometime in April, once we know what our filing date is, we want to make a statement in Sacramento. Now, the Sacramento totalitarian government in Sacramento has said that they're not going to issue any permits for people to assemble and petition their government for redress of grievance through August. And so here we are with a little First Amendment problem. We need 5 or 10,000 people to show up in Sacramento and finally, hopefully, get these morons in that building to understand that there's a big problem here and we're not going to take no for an answer. But not going to give us permission to tell them something is wrong with California.
Let me ask you a question.
We need to come up with an alternative plan. I vote for just let's just get 10,000 of our best friends to show up.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
Why? Okay. What law is there, and how does this not affect a Title 18, Code Section 242 in the United States Code, that says that Wynn and I and you can't go to the Capitol, knock on every door, visit, get selfies with all the different
staffers.
People that we're suing.
Staffers, because they're
elected. And staffers,
bodies,
of course, going in,
yep.
Demanding representation. Why can't 10,000 of us just go? Why do we need a permit? Why do we need a permit? I don't need a permit to go to the Capitol.
We're just going to visit.
Yeah, we're visiting. Why do we need a permit for 10,000?
Well, you're asking me, but I agree with you. I don't think we do need a permit.
We don't.
But the problem is the state of California thinks we need a permit, and what we need to do is let people know for sure that if 10,000 of us go and have a speech on the Capitol steps and go in and talk to legislators about expanding representation or supporting our court case or you know, California's argument really is, well, it would be too inconvenient for us to have enough representatives to represent the people we're supposed to serve. And our answer to that is, okay, that's easy. Split the state and then you can have a smaller government and we can have a smaller government. But they don't want to hear this message. And so they hide behind the laws that they themselves make up, contrary to the wishes of the people. You know, our problem is that their police have guns. and they will use them. And we have to have people understand that when we go there, we're taking a risk. Now, personally, I'm okay with that. I don't have any problem with it. I'll do it all day, every day. But we want to make sure that people are informed that if they show up, their rights may be violated. Is that against U.S. Code Title 18, 241, 242, and Title 42, Section 1983? Yeah, probably. But, you know, it costs a lot of money to prove those things. And they have all the lawyers. They have all the money. Their time in court is paid for by you, and we have to defend ourselves.
Well, so
those are our problems in this. But it's merely a problem of statute. It's not a real problem. We just need to make sure people are informed and then show up anyway.
Well, why do we need to have a speech on the steps?
We don't.
We don't need to have a speech anywhere. What we'll do is we'll make sure there's enough people interviewing. I know plenty of people. I can, we can be the man on the street like we did yesterday at the rally we were at.
And that's fine. What I'd also like to do is get a couple of thousand cars to drive around the Capitol.
Oh, perfect.
With Jefferson flags hanging out their windows and flags advertising Citizens for Fair Representation suing the state of California.
Yeah, I agree.
We could just drive around and around the Capitol for, say, 30 minutes. We'll stage somewhere. And then, or we can announce to everyone what time we need you to show up and then just keep going around and around the Capitol in our cars. I don't think there's any law against driving around the block, at least not in California yet today.
Well, you know, if you're from Hayfork, you probably can't find a parking place. So, I'm from Reading. I just can't find a parking place.
Well, quite frankly, you can't find a parking place anyway
because they grabbed
most of the public garages for state employees. So that's how you can't find a parking place there.
Yeah. So,
but, so those are the things we need to kind of solidify before the time comes, and we can then stage our demonstration anyway. And that's what I would like to see happen. In other words, do we stand for liberty or don't we? As far as myself, I don't, to coin a phrase, I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. I don't care about the permit. I'm going to be there. I'm going to protest, and I'm going to serve Secretary of State Alex Padilla and Governor Brown with their lawsuit papers.
And
I would like to invite 10,000 of my best friends in the state of Jefferson to help.
Amen, brother. Well, we could also, we just show up. It's a visit. We're going for a visit. We're going on a field trip.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with that. And we don't have to organize a field trip. We can just, we just happen
That's
to show
exactly
up the
right.
same time, same day. And it's our capital, our tax dollars support and pay for that. So we're just going to go visit our house downtown Sacramento.
Yeah.
So if they want to pull the plug on that, they're going to have quite a few people doing that. And they'll be on film doing it because I know people will be recording with their phones.
Absolutely.
And we can also Facebook Live. We can talk to each other live on Facebook at the same time while we're all roaming around out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So there are different tactics that we can play.
We don't need no stinking permits.
No stinking
permits. Well, that's all good with me. I'm going anyway. I never cared about the permit. I'm still going to go. I don't care what happens. I'm still going to go. And you can't stop me from going. That's what I think.
Me either. I want to go see the museum.
Yeah, that's the Capitol building. The mausoleum, did you say?
Yeah. Oh, no, the museum.
Yeah.
In the Capitol. That's what I'm going for.
There you go.
Yeah, I want to go see the museum, too. That's all the offices with people in there who claim to represent the people who shouldn't be in those chairs.
That's right.
All right, my friend, we've got 1 minute here. And
anything else you want to share with the people?
Yes, I do. I want everyone, if you're serious about this, if you take this seriously, you need to contact your county committee and ask what your job is in this. And stand up, take responsibility for yourselves and your children. We must restore liberty to this state, or we're all going to be broke and we're all going to be gone, and we don't have all day. The time is now. The window is open. All we need to do is drive a truck through the window. The case is ready to file. We need money, we need help, and we need county governments to sign on as plaintiffs. If you want liberty, you'll help us do those things. And the time has come for 51.
There you go.
Absolutely, my friend.
Thank you.
Mark, we want to thank you. And tomorrow night, folks, we have a Jefferson meeting at 5:30 at 3276 Bocelli Lane, just before our Patriot meeting. Come on to that Jefferson meeting. Learn about Jefferson. Time has come for
51.
51, baby. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Bob.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The White House is calling for congressional committees investigating Russian election tampering to look into President Trump's allegations made yesterday that the Obama administration tapped his phones during the campaign.
I think he's made very clear what he believes, and he's asking that we get down to the bottom of this. Let's get the truth here. Let's find out. I think the bigger story isn't who reported it, but is it true?
That's White House spokesman Sarah Huckabee Sanders on ABC TV's This Week program answering questions about the sources of Mr. Trump's allegations. President Obama says the wiretaps did not happen. Meanwhile, more than two dozen aircraft have violated airspace near the president's Florida estate in the past month. The FAA.